Hello. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I am actually going live on YouTube as I record this podcast today. So, hello. Oh, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm hoping that this works. I don't need to hear it back myself, that's for darn sure. Very cool. Okay. Welcome to the Unique Beauty and Meditation Podcast. We are here. I am attempting some new technological experiences today with going live on YouTube versus uploading the video on YouTube to see if the podcast, if it's easier to share the podcast on YouTube by recording it there live. We'll see how it goes. This may all not work out, but you never know until you try, right? Thank you for coming back to the Unique Beauty and Meditation Podcast. I'm excited to be here with you as we journey through the last color of our True Colors meditational journey. Many episodes ago, we connected with some cards from the Ina Sigal Secret Language of Color card deck, and we had the Brilliance card, honoring our brilliant energy. We had our the red card, and now we're going through the amber card. So I'm excited to share with you this amber color meditation today. And I'm gonna say versus a meditation, I'm gonna label this one more of an energy check-in. So we don't have to get deep into a meditation. This isn't going to be necessarily a deep visual journey, but an energy check-in to check in with something that we want to create and to connect that amber color energy, that creative energy we have inside of us, check into where we're feeling it and cultivate washing that energy through our system. So there's more energy techniques and I guess visual meditation options, but it doesn't have to be a real deep journey. So if you are able to do this while you're driving, do so safely, comfortably. Don't get too zen or close your eyes, of course. Maybe doing it while you're doing dishes, maybe listening to it in the morning while you get ready, or maybe you want to honor it like a meditation and you want to sit down and connect and really allow yourself to go deep within. This gets to be your experience. That's the beautiful thing, the beautifully unique experience of you. So, before we get into this energy check-in for this amber color work we're doing today, I want to touch base a minute. We took a pause last week for this journey. We paused, checked in, and reflected on our process so far. So, I wanted to see, did you allow yourself that pause? Did you allow yourself to go back and listen to either previous meditation? Or did you go all the way back to listen to the reading? What did you experience? Or did you simply give yourself a break over the past week and just not do any work? When we do this kind of work, it really can bring up some emotions to move through and some energy to address. So sometimes along the way, we want to touch base. We want to just take a break from it for a little bit and come back to it. The trick is, as long as we don't take too long of a break, as long as you allow yourself to settle in and, as long as you allow yourself to come back to this work so you can complete the journey. So don't walk away from it. Take a pause, take a break, and come back. That was one thing I wanted to touch base on. And the other thing I wanted to touch base on with this notion is one of the things that I did this week is I went back and listened to the reading because I had felt like we journeyed from that reading and it felt like that reading happened a while ago. So as I touched base with it, I recognized as a practitioner in doing this journey personally how in depth this journey moved and happened. How deeper this work became than my initial thoughts. Initially, I'm like, okay, we'll do the reading, and then the next 3 weeks, we'll have the meditations. And it definitely was richer and deeper experience than that. So I'm kind of calling myself out a little bit that I thought I would, I tried to put this experience in a nice little cookie cutter four episode box when it wasn't meant to be. But that's what happens in our life. We have guidelines and certain expectations, but we also want to cultivate some flexibility so that we don't feel like we have to be contained to that guideline. And we allow some of that depth and richness to happen. So thank you for sticking with this journey. And let's get into some of the amber color energy. A couple of things I want to touch base on before we start this visual journey. Give me a second. So thank you for sticking with this journey. And okay, I do believe you can hear in the background some more campfire sounds. I have some campfire sounds playing from my royalty-free collection of music from Chris Collins off of indiemusicbox.com. Check out his stuff. I use it in the background of a lot of my work. Also, if you have any mental or physical health concerns, please seek a mental or physical health professional. The services, content, or anything that I offer on my podcast or any of the platforms really are meant for spiritual enlightenment, energy check-in, meditative self-awareness purposes only. And you get to reach out to your health professionals to help you along your journey. Okay. So what we're going to do, okay, before we get into the visual journey, because I want to just allow space for you to experience this amber meditation. Do you feel me pause as my mind caught up with what I wanted to do? I want to touch base and have a small mini advertisement for my own services for a moment. Just to cultivate awareness around some of the things that I'm offering, I'm trying to share some of the different events and services I'm offering within these podcasts so that you guys know how you can connect with me in different ways and move into this work a little bit more deep. Just to highlight an event that I have going on Monday, the 13th in the evening, I have a virtual healing circle. A powerful thing happens when we come together in these healing circles. We connect with like-minded people and we open ourselves up to meditation and healing and conversation that we get to reflect back on who we are and we get to heal together as a group. Within this healing meditation, we are going to be doing a protection and light meditation or visual journey. The idea of connecting with an energy to help create an energetic boundary to support our wellness as we move forward. It's really great for empaths, really great for people that are confused and cluttered and overwhelmed, really great for moments where you can cultivate this moments where when you're in a crowd, whether your mind is overwhelmed, whether your emotions are overwhelmed, or if you're going to a family function this holiday season and you want to create that energetic barrier so you can be present within yourself while also visiting with others and not getting distracted by all the emotions that are around. It's a really great way to do it. If you're interested, find the events tab on my website. Also, I am offering end of year readings and unique moments. The end of year readings are a great option for touching base on where your energy is now and connecting with how you can best support your energy moving forward. And those fit perfectly into the 30-minute sessions I offer, so you can find those in the services tab on my website. There we go. Now we got those out of the way, offering myself out, different ways that you can connect with me. Let's get going with the amber color. So we're gonna have you get comfortable, settle in. Allow yourself to take a deep cleansing breath. If you are journaling through this experience, go ahead and pull your journal out. If you are driving or doing an activity, maybe don't close your eyes, but allow yourself and your mind to settle into this experience. This is the amber color that we are going to be working with today. I have a picture of it on the video. I'm going to post a picture of it on my social media, so those that are listening to the audio version of this, you can go check that out there. The amber colors offer some oranges and some golds and some yellows and some bright combinations of those. So that's where our focus is going to be today. We move through this amber color energy check-in to embrace our creative nature, to embrace our creation energy, and to shed light on those intentions and where this energy sits within our mind and our body. We ask that this creative energy, this amber color energy, wash through our mind and body, surrounding us and supporting us and our healthy, happy intentions for today. So we're going to take a moment just to check into your space. Where are you sitting? What does that feel like as you sit where you are? Are you in a chair? Or are you on the ground? Maybe you're laying in bed. Maybe you're standing up and your feet are planted on the ground. How about your arms and your hands? Can you relax them? Let them go loose or limp for a moment. Obviously, hold on to the steering wheel if you're driving. Don't drop any glass dishes if you're doing some chores. Allow your shoulders to settle. Maybe stretch your neck out a little bit to loosen the tension. Taking a deep, smooth, long, cleansing breath, receiving the goodness and light that's available to you and releasing the excess that no longer serves you. Letting this breath anchor you into this moment. Letting this breath settle your mind and your thoughts. Surrendering fully to this experience. Invite your body and your mind to settle and open up to this amber color energy today. We move through this session celebrating your divine creation energy, connecting with your divine creative potential. Maybe you embrace the affirmation, divinely creative, letting those words roll through your mind for a moment or two. Just allowing those words to flow through your mind, feeling those intentions wash over your body. Divinely creative. Divinely creative. I want you to check in with something that you have been looking to create in life, an intention, an emotion, a situation, or an item that you want to create within your life. Maybe it's balance, order, flow, trust, compassion, love, joy, gratitude, abundance. Whatever your intentions to create are, bring that to your mind. Allow yourself to remember your creative intentions that you have been moving through lately. By taking a few moments to mindfully connect with your creative intentions for your life currently and moving forward, you welcome the possibility for these intentions to manifest around you, to manifest within you. And you honor the beautiful divine potential that you carry within to create this energy within your life. As you sit with this intention, recalling fully what it is you look to create within your life, I want you to remember that amber color, that amber-toned light with those hues of orange and gold and browns and yellow tones. Connecting with that amber color energy, visualizing it in your mind, trusting the notion of it within your body or your thoughts. And I want you to ask yourself, what would be, not what, where would you find this amber color within your body today? Where in your body or your mind would you find this amber color light today? Trust what comes up. Would you find it in your heart or your gut or your belly? Would you find it in your brow, in your third eye, or in your mind? Maybe you feel it in the palms of your hands. Maybe you feel it on the bottoms of your feet. Doesn't matter where you find it. Just imagine this amber light color somewhere within your body. As you honor the presence of this color and this light in your body or your mind, and focus your awareness on it, you allow this color to grow and glow beyond that point, allowing this color to start to expand and wash through you. Witnessing how it moves and how it expands. Witnessing what you feel or what you think as this color expands, washing through you. Trusting how it feels. Trusting what it would look like. surrendering to the belief that this color is within you. This creative potential is within you. Surrendering that you get to allow this color or this light to expand and wash not only through you, but outside of you. You get to allow this color to push out of your body, out of your mind, spilling into the world around you, surrounding you in a bubble of this beautiful, creative energy. What comes to mind as you allow this color of divine creative potential to surround you? What do you feel emotionally? What do you feel physically? What do you know within your mind as truth? Are there words or images that come to mind as you sit in this energy? Allow yourself to sit comfortably in this light for a few more moments. I want you to allow yourself to connect to what messages or inspiration are available to you as you sit in this energy. Honor that inner wisdom that you carry that supports creating your intentions within your life. Maybe you even purposely invite in that intention we connected with in the beginning of this energy work. Invite it intentionally into this amber color as it surrounds you and moves through you. Honoring your ability to create this energy within your life. Witnessing the notions and the moments that you already have created this energy in your life, whether big or small. Seeing the points of divine potential for this energy in your future. Feeling the truth of this intention within your life now in this moment. Allow your breath to deepen and richen. Allowing your inhale and exhale as they deepen to anchoring you back in your body. To anchor you back into this moment. To slowly activate your conscious self and your awareness of this moment and of this space that we started this journey in. And as you slowly move out of this amber color energy work, I want you to trust that you carry this divine potential with you every day of your life. I want you to know that you will connect with the possibilities that are meant for you as you move forward. And I want you to celebrate how you already experience these energies in your life currently and have in the past. You are a divine, creative individual with the potential to create exactly what you look for intention within your life. And you get to surrender the details of that experience and connect with the divine possibilities within it. How did that feel for you? What did you experience? What did you find out about yourself? Where did you feel that color in your body in the beginning? Did it easily move through you? Did it easily expand out from within you? Or did you kind of struggle connecting with it a little bit? One of the things that can happen as we start to connect with this creative energy within our life is it takes surrender. It takes the notion of trusting that there is more beyond what we currently understand. One of the things that came up for me in that meditation was the notion of forgiveness. That gets to happen when we're creating things within our life. We get to welcome that energy of forgiveness into our, for ourselves, for our life, and for the universe. As you're working on cultivating this energy on a regular basis, we get to forgive the expectations we're carrying for ourselves. We get to forgive the expectations and that instant gratification of wanting it right now. We get to forgive our need for perfection. Our ego, our humanness sometimes can really be present when we're embracing this type of amber energy. And we get to soften that and forgive that part of ourselves and allow ourselves to open up to the divine possibilities and the divine energy in that. And I pulled one card from the Spirit Junkie deck by Gabriel Bernstein. Creativity flows from me. I am a divine creator. That is the absolute most perfect card from within this deck. They were all face down when I drew them. I know you can't see them because they were on the table next to me. This is perfect. The perfect affirmation, the perfect intention to pair with this work. Again, this is a meditation along this True Colors meditational journey that you get to revisit. This is a really great one to practice on a regular basis, to practice cultivating, connecting with that creative energy. Check in each time you do it. Where is that creative energy coming from today in my body? Sometimes it's our heart, sometimes it's our mind, sometimes it's our feet. Sometimes it's maybe our pinky, wherever it is. We get to honor that energy and where the seed of creativity is in us, nurture it and allow it to grow. Very cool. Just like this card. Love that. So there we go. There's our amber color meditation. Thanks for hanging out with me during this podcast. Thanks for those that may have watched the YouTube live as I recorded it. If this works out, maybe we'll record the podcast live on YouTube every week. Who knows? Very cool. Okay. If you have any questions, if you want to share your experience within this energy work, within this meditation, in this amber color, please reach out. I'm really excited to hear what you experienced within this meditation and as well as all the other processes along the way through this True Colors meditational journey. And if you happen to have a friend or a loved one that you think would benefit from this work or from this podcast, share the podcast with them. Let them know it's here. I'm working on cultivating awareness for the podcast as well as my services. And your help in that goes a long way to really expand that awareness. Thank you for sharing this time with me, and continue to celebrate your uniquely beautiful self.